I didn't realize the stress it was putting on me. And as a mom, you put your children first in everything you do, and you don't pay attention to what's going on with you.
The Purpose Driven Mother Podcast, show number 13. What's going on, Radiant Mothers? I am Alicia Askew, host of the Purpose Driven Mothers Podcast, where mothers are having the conversation not about trying to be the perfect mother, but embracing the woman who they are. Hear from the most courageous and inspiring mothers who share their story on how they went beyond the apron, discovered their purpose, and are achieving their greatest desires. Peeling off the layers of their most vulnerable moments and lessons learned, these mothers have found the drive that they need to help them thrive on their purpose-driven journey. So stay tuned and learn how you can become that purpose-driven mother. Hey, Radiant Mothers! I am so excited to get started with this podcast conversation today. And I really want you to prepare your hearts and prepare your minds for what my special guest has to share with you. She has an amazing story and one that pretty much changed her life. And I know that today you will be able to benefit from everything that she has to share. So my special guest and a close friend that is near and dear to my heart, Miss Carlene Bajindai. She is a founder and CEO of Beautiful Authentic Life. She is an empowerment and breakthrough business coach, an inspirational speaker, 2 times best-selling author, and a trainer. So let me just tell you a little bit about Carlene. She left her successful career of 15 years in corporate America to pursue a life she could be passionate about. She began on her own quest of facing her fears and becoming the woman who she always wanted to be. So Carlene founded Beautiful Authentic Life to serve women and to focus on helping women thrive in spite of adversity. With a combination of laser coaching, mindset, and relaxation exercises, women are able to complete life-changing journeys, which enables them to live with intention, to listen to their inner voice and speak their truth without letting their situation define who they are. Truly believing that the transformation begins from within, she is committed to helping women find their purpose and achieve ultimate success.
All right, Carlene, I am super excited to have you on our show today. We have talked and you have helped me tremendously grow as a person and as a life coach. And I think that's one of the reasons why I am super excited to have you here is because you have been a woman who has taken different milestones and have just flourished and thrived in your purpose. And so I would love for you to share your story on how you came to discover this new path in life and how you became the woman who you are today.
Well, I come from a corporate background. I worked in corporate for over 15 years. And at the time, I felt like I was on top of the world, just working on climbing the ranks and had the ultimate goal that most women have in corporate is to just make it up there in a management position. And I got to that point where I wanted to be. And some things took place along the way that really affected how I felt about where I was going. And one of the biggest things that took place was there was actually 2 things that took place. And first, my son was hit by a car at the tender age of 11. And the whole experience was really hard to deal with because I picture in my mind the ordeal. I wasn't there when it happened, but the neighbors described that his body flew down the block when he was hit. And it was traumatizing, so traumatizing for him and traumatizing for all of us because we just didn't know how to deal with it. And one of the things that came out of that is I had to take some time and spend time with him at home along with a nurse to help him recover with the physical therapy. Like, his femur broke, which is the thigh bone. It broke into cookie crumble, so there was no bone left, and he had to multiple surgeries to get it fixed, and he had to have a metal rod put in his leg. And, you know, watching him in pain put me in pain. Like, as a mom, you feel your children's pain and you cry with them. And seeing him that way was really difficult for me, and I dropped what I was doing for work and just literally took some time off to take care of him. And I'm grateful that today he's like 6'4" and recovered and walking.
Wow.
And one of the things that I remember telling him when we were going through the therapy, where I had to literally like use this machine to bend his leg back and forth, and remember him, you know, being in pain, and I had to do it because I knew if I didn't, he would not walk normally again. And they literally told us the recovery was up to him, but he's a child. So I was thinking, okay, yeah, it's up to him, but it's really up to me, because if I don't encourage him and move him towards where he needs to be, then he will not be walking normally. And
right.
I remember telling him one day, saying, you may hate me right now, but you are going to love me when you can get up, walk, and run, and look back at this and just be grateful that you got through it. And today, he feels exactly that way, because he's just grateful that he can walk, he can cross the street, he can do whatever it is that he needs to do, he can play sports without worrying about it, because now it's more like an afterthought. So after going through that experience, I didn't realize how stressful it was for me. I didn't realize the stress it was putting on me. And as a mom, you put your children first in everything you do, and you don't pay attention to what's going on with you internally or what's going on with your body. So after I got back to work, I started to have blackouts, and I thought they were just migraines, you know, and after a while, the migraines started feeling worse, and I went to the emergency room one day, and they checked my blood pressure, and it was something crazy, like I think it was 195 over 100, which is really, really dangerously high. And I felt nothing. I felt normal. So I laughed and told the nurse, hey, can you try this? Can you just tick this again? Because I think something's wrong with this machine. This can't be right. So she took it, and it was like 197 over 100. And she's like, okay, you can't go home. I've got to get the doctor. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm fine. I'm totally fine. And I literally just went in because I was convinced I was having a migraine, you know, and I had no time to make a doctor's appointment. So, and I think I ended up, like, calling sick that day because I just didn't feel well. So while in the hospital, they have me in an emergency bed or whatever. My left arm starts to get really, really stiff, and my whole side, left side, starts to get really stiff, and I couldn't really talk. And lucky for me, like, the nurse was just coming to, like, check in on me. And they already had me on an IV, so she gave me something. I don't know what. But I found out later what that was a mini stroke.
Wow.
And I had described to the doctor that that had happened to me a few times. And she explained to me that you shouldn't have waited this long, but you are very lucky, because those were mini strokes that lead up to a bigger stroke. So I was having mini strokes and didn't realize I was having them. And the one in the hospital was the absolute worst one. And if I wasn't there, I could have died. So after having that, it was more like a wake-up call. And I realized that I've got to do something for me. You know, I love my children, I love my family, but if I don't ever take care of myself, they're not going to have me. They're not going to, you know, I'm not going to see them, and they're not going to see me. So I started like following doctor's orders, changed my diet completely, lost something like 15 to 20 pounds, and diligently worked out and just did this for a good 2 years, I think, a year or two. And I've seen the cardiologist and all the other specialists. After that, they said, oh, okay, you're free of hypertension. Like, hypertension is what describes having like high blood pressure. That's the term for high blood pressure condition.
Mm-hmm.
So I was free of that, no medication and no other incidents, again, because I literally have been focused on making sure that I take care of myself in terms of health and in terms of working out. But one of the things I can say is, you know, I did that at the time, but sometimes you can fall off the wagon, right? And I went back to work, started working again, and got into a routine. And I didn't have a fatal incident, a horrible incident, but I started to feel my health deteriorate again. And then I had to remind myself, I've got to do this. I've got to get back on the wagon and do what I need to do. And I started seeing that cycle again. And after the last position that I was in and the layoff happened, I said, okay, that's it. I have to leave corporate for good and figure out what it is that I need to do. And after doing some meditation and praying for like months and really thinking about all the years I've been in corporate and the people I've helped and what I've done, and I did a lot of like helping women on the side. I did a lot of coaching without realizing it. A lot of women came across my path asking for advice and help to figure out, what do I need to do with this situation? How do I communicate with this person? How do I get out of this job and get something I really want to do? And how do I start a business? So here I was doing all of this already while I was working. I never really thought of it as a business, because it was something I did from the heart. So when the layoff happened, I started to think about those things. I said, oh, why don't I just look into trying to do this for life, you know, and see how many women that I can help in this way. And that's how Beautiful Authentic Life was born, because I truly believe that we can create a beautiful, authentic life for ourselves. Mm-hmm. As long as we put a plan together and stay focused. And it's not about having that perfect plan where nothing will ever go wrong, because things will go wrong. But when you have that plan in place, you can go back to it and keep going that way. You know. So right now I help women do that and create a heart-centered business that they can, that truly identifies with themselves.
Mm-hmm. So what does it take as far as creating a beautiful, authentic life in a heart-centered business? What are some steps that one would have to take in order for that to happen?
One of the first things I tell the women that I do help, my clients that I do coach, is before you start any business at all, you have to really understand what it is that you love. What moves you? You know, what kind of difference do you want to make in the world? Because that is the essence of a heart-centered business. Because if you don't know who you want to help, how you want to help people, and what is it that irritates you that you want to make so much of a difference, then it won't make a difference. Because if you go into starting a heart-centered business just because you want to make money, it will not be successful. Because you will not be authentic. So we start with figuring out, what is it that you love? What is it that makes a difference? So that's the first thing that we do. The second is, once we do figure out what is it that you love and what do you want to do, we figure out, okay, what are your gifts and what are your strengths? And how do you marry the passion that you have with the strengths and skills that you have to turn that into a business? And then once we figure that out, then we go into the process of the logistics of starting a business, like, you know, making it legal and creating products that doing the research on like people that they would want to help and figure out, okay, what it is they like, what it is they want to do, what it is that captures their heart. And you start crafting a message around that. And then you start writing your own signature story of why you started to do what you wanted to do. So we work a lot around branding, like personal branding, branding yourself and figuring out who you are and how you can help other people.
I do want to say this because I meant to say it earlier before I had jumped into that one question, but just hearing about your son, I'm truly sorry about what had happened to him. And it is a miracle, just amazing, just to see his recovery and his development over the time, you know, within a short amount of time that it did take for him to recover. But also just you and your doing your due diligence and your willpower to make sure that you did everything that you could so that he can grow up and have a normal childhood despite his accident. So I really do commend you on that as well, because I'm sure it wasn't easy being a mother and watching him in pain. So that was really powerful to hear. And I know you have mentioned that you are helping women and other mothers kind of on the side just discover themselves and how to figure out what their passion was. But as far as, like, you moving into your purpose and your passion, what was your biggest limiting belief that you had that you felt like was going to stop you dead in your tracks?
Even though I was really, I was helping a lot of women, you know, it's funny, like, when you're doing something from the heart, sometimes you don't see the value that you're actually providing to others. And the evidence is there in the results. But because you're just, like, so gung-ho on just helping people, you're not thinking about, okay, what value am I providing, et cetera. So when it came to the point that I thought about what I'm going to do myself, I started to think to myself, okay, I've never really advertised myself. I've never really told people I do this. So is this really, like, something that people are going to want to do with me, want to work with me? Or is this something people are going to pay me to do? And are people going to want to hear what I have to say? And I really had to get past that. And one of the things that really helped me was the research part. Because when you're starting any business, you have to research to see, are there people out there that need the service? You know, and after doing the research and looking at what other people are doing out there and looking at all the women out there that are actually searching for this kind of help and service, I said, wow, people do need this. And I have to put myself out there to do that, you know. And then there are people out there that are already providing some kind of service like this. But the key is that when you look at competition, it's not about how they do it. It's about who they are, because not everybody will resonate with you. And when I realized that whoever relates to me will resonate with me and whoever doesn't won't, and that's okay, when I came to that realization, then I was okay.
And I am meeting women every day who are just so interested and wanting to start a business around their passion or their purpose, but they feel like they are afraid because it's so unfamiliar that they don't even know if they are capable of moving into that business and thriving in it. So I know that you have grown your business to be successful and thrive. Are you able to share some tips on how one can kind of move forward with that?
Yes. One of the things I would advise is don't quit your job right away unless you don't have a choice. Because the number one mistake that a lot of women make is, especially especially when we're starting a heart-centered business, we're like, great, I have this business idea. I know that it's going to be successful. I'm just leaving this job, and I'm just going to start my business. And that is a recipe for disaster. You cannot start a business and leave the job. You need to have a nest egg. You need to save some money. You can start your business while you're still working and do that for at least the first year, because the first year is the hardest year, because there's the study that says, I believe it's you basically operate on a loss for the first 3 to 5 years. That can be very true. You know, you see people become successful within 1 year, but that is not always the case. So mm-hmm. that's one thing that I want to make sure that people understand. The other thing is there are local organizations that give you some free classes on basics. You know, I'm not one to just tell you to, you know, pay people for things that you can get for free. So you mm-hmm. can learn for free how to start your, how to basically register your business, how to do some research, and how to, like, deal with some of the finances that comes to business. What you may need a coach for is figuring out what your niche is. And your niche would be what your market is, who you want to work with, who do you attract. You need a coach for that. You need a coach to help you brand you and figure out who you are and what kind, how you're going to put your service out there. You need people that can help you figure that out and figure out your 3-year plan, your 5-year plan, and your success plan. So that's what you need mm-hmm. a coach for. And mm-hmm. so I would advise to start with making sure you save some money. Look at what those local organizations can provide for free and look for a coach to help you get it all together so that you can have that successful business you're looking to have.
Wow. And you, I think, are one of the busiest people that I have met, and you are always doing things, and you've actually been featured in two books, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so you've been a featured writer in two books, along with doing your business full-time and having raising your children with the help of your husband. So how do you even manage to get through the day without losing your mind and just take care of yourself?
Well, I schedule time self-care, and I invest in a lot of Audible books. And if anyone doesn't know what Audible is, that is audio books. And so, like, I'm an avid, I always love reading, and I always mm-hmm. love learning about new things, and sometimes I get a lot of my inspiration from it and a lot of my mm-hmm. insight from it. So, you know, and I also get inspiration and insight from my experiences, and that's what helps me really figure out, you know, so many things. So I schedule time in to listen to books, sometimes to actually read an actual paper book. And I always devote time in the morning to pray and meditate and journal because what happens at night is your mind is storing so many things, you know, and when you wake up, you have all these ideas, all these thoughts, and you'll lose them if you never write them down, you know.
Right.
And there are moments that you have in the morning, realizations that you have to write down. So I spend that time and do it, because what happens is when I don't do that, I spend the whole day being upset that I didn't write mm-hmm. down that idea that I forgot about. And
right.
I don't have the peace that I need because I didn't meditate, you know, and like get myself centered, you know. And if you don't have that peace, you can't keep going. You can't be creative. You can't be of service to other people, because in the business mm-hmm. I'm in, I'm providing a service. I'm providing a service to you, and I'm helping you. You know, it's not about the money. You know, it's not about, like, if you think of it as the money, as just making the sale, then you're not going to be servicing anyone. You know, the money
right.
will come, but you have to think of it as providing a service, as being of service to someone and actually helping them. So coming from that, you have to have that time in the morning to yourself and pray and meditate, and then take breaks throughout the day. Like, I'll do 30-minute breaks where I'll listen to an audiobook, or I'll sit and have some tea and read something, or just listen, sit still and listen to some music. You have to do those 30-minute check-ins during the day also.
Right. Yeah, and I know for me especially, sometimes I feel like I just cannot get away from my work. I cannot put it down because I just, like you said, have so many ideas. I want to get so much stuff done. But definitely taking time out for yourself, you need it because it will rejuvenate you. If you don't take the time out that you need, then you're just going to burn yourself out, and then you won't even be able to completely love and show affection to your family if you were, you know, going 100 miles per hour compared to just taking a break, you know, every so often, every other day at least. Mm-hmm. So I definitely believe in self-care, and that's one thing that I do need to get more grounded with. Let me ask you a quick question, Carlene. So do you think that your life would have been different if you didn't get laid off from your job? And also, what was the moment that kind of hit you where you're like, okay, this is a new reality and I have to make it my, I have to own my life and I have to own my work and I have to go after what was meant for me?
I don't know if it would have been different or if I would have kept chugging along. I think it would have happened eventually. I just don't know when it would have happened. But one of the things that happened is when I was laid off at the job, I felt like I failed. Even though it wasn't my fault, I felt like I failed. And getting over failure is something that's really difficult, whether it really is your fault or not. You get into a self-blame mode, and you reach a point where you start feeling hopeless and think to yourself, anything I try, I'm not going to make it. You know, I can't see how I'll make it. And one of the things I could say is that you can't go through things by yourself. You have to surround yourself with positive, like-minded people. And I had amazing women in my life at the time that checked on me every day and reminded me that you're not a failure. You know, this is just a layoff. You know, because one of the things that I didn't mention is that most of my life I've always been an overachiever. Mm-hmm. And I've always, like, hit the mark. And I've been one of those people that you see running. And instead of doing a marathon, I would be the sprinter. And I'm running all the time and just hitting it. And people are just like, okay, how is she accomplishing these things? And I was just one of those people. So for the first time, this kind of thing happened. And I'm just like not comprehending it at all, you know, even though it was just basically because they, you know, had like a budget cut or whatever. But it was difficult for me to deal with, you know, and that was the time when I spent like a long time, I think I spent 3 to 4 months in meditation, praying, and really just reconnecting with myself and figuring out what about this is making me feel like a failure. What about this is keeping me stuck? Why can't I get past this? And what I realized is, we grow up and we are taught to be the best that we are and be perfect so much that it's ingrained in us. And if something like that happens, whether or not someone actually said you failed or not, it's in your head that you did. And one of the things I realized is that this is not a failure, this is a lesson. There's something from this that I need to learn. And once I started to look at it that way, I learned that this was a chapter in my life and I was working long hours and I didn't have enough time to spend with my family. And now that that happened, I have time to spend with my family. I can actually enjoy the things that I wanted to enjoy.
Right.
So this is a new leash on life. And when I started to look at it that way, I was able to get through it.
That is so amazing. And I am very happy that you were able to finally listen and pretty much recapture your spirit and figure out, okay, this is the choice that I am going to make. And it offered you so much more freedom and flexibility to do the things that you love and to be with your family. So I truly commend you on that as well. And speaking of recapturing your spirit, I know that you have something, an e-guide that you like to offer to anyone that can be of benefit to it. So can you tell us a little bit about your e-guide that you created?
Yes, I created the e-guide, Three Steps to Recapturing Your Spirit, as a Feelers Fempreneur, to help those women out there who are trying to transition out of corporate or whatever working experience they are in, even for the women who have started their business, to really get in tune with what you really love, what really captures your heart, and what you need to do to get yourself into the next step. And it really helps you also understand what your worth is, because the other thing is that when you have a heart-centered business, a lot of people, a lot of women, when they start a heart-centered business, they think, oh, okay, this is like a cause. I don't have to charge anything. I can do it for free. No, you are worth something. You went to school. You did, like, you got your coaching education. You paid for a lot of different kinds of education to get where you are. So that payment is worth something. You know, what your experience is worth something. So the point of this e-guide is to help you realize what your worth is, what you're passionate about, and that you can actually start something and charge for it and be okay with it. So it's my hope that this will help inspire aspiring female entrepreneurs to get a move on and get started with something.
Wow, that is so powerful. I really do appreciate you for sharing that with our guests today as well. Do you have any words of advice or anything that someone may be able to use, like a quote, to help them to just go from hopeless to feeling like they are more than capable of walking into their purpose and going forward with that passion that's within them?
I have two quotes. One of my favorite ones is from J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter series.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I'm sure so many people have heard this one. But her quote, "It is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default."
Wow.
I absolutely love her quote. And every single time I think of failure, I read that quote because it's so true.
Yeah, that's a good quote to have in your back pocket.
Yes. You'll never fail if you don't try. And then if you don't try, you'll never have what you love. So pretty much the conclusion is fail forward. Yes. Let yourself fail so that you can get there. And my second quote I have is from Maya Angelou, which I love. And it's, "Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away."
That's one of
You've
my favorite
quotes. You've got to embrace
as well.
Those moments.
Yes. And that is also what I am learning too, because like yourself, I have been a high achiever and just always, you know, hitting the mark and leaving out, you know, what was important to me or what should have been important to me because my eyes were focused on, you know, certain things. But now I really am learning how to just live to enjoy the moment and be mindful of everything around me and just, I guess, have a new perspective on what life actually means.
Yes.
Well, thank you. I really did enjoy this conversation, and I wanted to let you know that you sound different.
I do?
Yes. You sound more uplifted or something.
Well, today I'm really feeling grateful. I'm having a grateful moment because this morning during my meditation time, I was really thinking about everything I've been through and thinking about just how I got through everything and just the women that I've helped. Like, I think I mentioned that I had two recent clients, the last conversation we had. I've had two clients that recently that just within 3 weeks hit the mark and just really were successful.
Oh, good.
One was totally afraid to move, and mm-hmm. she did a cross-country move and got her dream job and all expenses paid. And
oh, wow.
Yes, and so I was working with her for only a month and a half, and this happened. And
wow.
The other one, I think I was working with her for 2 months, and she was still at her other job and was not happy with it and was really going through some trauma at the job. And I really pushed her and encouraged her to, like, deal with it while she was there, and she found a job that was not only closer to her home, but paid her like three times more.
Oh, wow.
And those are the kind of results I'm getting. And I'm just
yeah.
so grateful that I can help women do this, you know. And I have one other one that left her job recently after working with her for like about 8 months. And she has her own business and she did her launch and it was successful, you know. And I'm just...
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy because when I can help my clients be successful, it makes me happy.
Mm. So how can people, if they just want to ask you some questions or if they want to find out more about working with you, how can they get in contact with you?
They can contact me by simply emailing me personally if they like, and they can email me. I'll give you the easy email, which would be info@beautifulauthenticlife. And I read and respond to every email. So if you send me an email and have some questions or want to connect and have a call, I do provide complimentary calls, one complimentary call, and we can do that. So that is one way. The other way is you can connect with me on Facebook on my page, Beautiful Authentic Life, or on Twitter, which would be at Exhale to Thrive, or Thrive to Exhale. So you can connect with me on those two channels, and I'm also on Instagram, which would be Beautiful Authentic Life also. So you can connect with me on social media. You can email me. And when you do email me, just let me know that you listen to this podcast because I would be happy to know that, and we can start our conversation.
Wow. So you have just heard from Carlene Biendai. And she shared a powerful message, didn't she, ladies? So remember, it is not about having the perfect plan. It's great to have a plan, but know that the plan may not always go as follows, because with life, anything is possible. But as long as you know where you are headed, just keep moving forward and don't quit. Don't give up. And if you are in the Charlotte area, mark your calendars, ladies, because we are about to have a kick-ass event just for you. The Chickpreneur's Guide to Business, Branding, and Balance is going to take place here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and yours truly will be hosting that event. So mark your calendars for August 20th and stay tuned for more details on where that event will take place. You can also check out the information on my website at thepurposedrivenmother.com. All right, ladies, until next time, stay radiant and let your light shine.